From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Good news for the New York Yankees tonight. They don't have to play the Florida Marlins in the World Series. It's a travel day, and having lost two in a row, the Yanks are down 3-2. The two teams meet in Game 6 in New York on Saturday night. The World Series, an interesting weekend of college football, and a stunning victory in Kuala Lumpur are more than enough to make us want to hear from sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Welcome once again.
Hi, Robert.
Every time Fox TV showed Yankee owner George Steinbrenner last night, he was exasperated, as the camera showed him. Things aren't going too well for the Yankees.
They are not, and last night's game was most perplexing. The starting pitcher, David Wells, lasted one inning before he came out of the game with back pain. And this was a day after he had joked that you don't need to bust your behind to be successful in baseball. I'll leave the conditioning to others, he said. And then first baseman Jason Giambi didn't start because of knee pain, and this $180 million lineup that the Yankees have is looking quite anemic. But Game 6 tomorrow, they've got a good pitcher, Andy Pettitte, starting. Game 7, if it should go to 7, is Mike Mussina, and I can just see Roger Clemens coming out of the bullpen in Game 7 for one last inning before he retires.
This is not the World Series we're told America wanted to see. That would have been the Red Sox and the Cubs playing against each other. It's an entertaining series, though. Is it doing well on television?
It's doing not as well as they would have done had it been those two teams in the World Series, but there has been some carryover from the exciting semifinals, the League Championship Series. The World Series ratings are up around 10 or 12% so far through 5 games. Over last year, but last year was a record low.
Let's turn to college football now. We're more than halfway through the regular season, and there are just 4 undefeated teams left: Oklahoma, Miami, Northern Illinois, and Texas Christian.
And 2 teams will play in the championship game in January, and that's based on who finishes atop the complicated ranking system created by something called the Bowl Championship Series, which is an alliance of the 6 power conferences in the NCAA's Division 1A. Right now, Oklahoma's number 1, Miami's number 2, and here's where the fun begins. Northern Illinois is 10th, and Texas Christian is 14th. If they win their remaining games, and Miami and Oklahoma don't, there's still almost no chance that they'll play for the championship.
And this is because Northern Illinois and TCU don't play in those power conferences that you mentioned.
And that's creating some real controversy in college football. There's an open revolt going on right now. The presidents of the schools in the 5 other conferences that are in Division 1A that aren't in the BCS are challenging the system. They want a cut of the $100 million or so that's generated by the BCS every year and a fair shot at playing for the national title. Next week, it goes to the Senate. The Senate Judiciary Committee is going to be holding hearings on the legality and fairness of the BCS.
And now for the real news. Stefan, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today, a surprising result in the World Championships of your favorite sport, Scrabble. As the author of the book Word Freak, about your own journey into the world of competitive Scrabble, an hour Scrabble expert, I want you to tell us how it could happen that a non-English speaker, a Thai student from Thailand, actually for the first time has won the World Championship in English language Scrabble.
It's incredible. His name is Panupon Sajayakon. There were 90 players in the World Championship. All of them played 24 games, and at the end, there were 2 players left for a best-of-5 finals. They were both Thai. The point here is that these guys can barely speak English, and yet they've mastered the language for these purposes. They probably memorized about 90% of the 140,000 or so words in the Scrabble dictionary. Scrabble pros knew it was inevitable that one day a non-English speaker would win it.
And for those intrigued by all this, Scrabble is actually going to be on ESPN this fall.
In a couple of weeks, on November 9th at 3:30, opposite the National Football League, which would probably not worry, we're going to have a $100,000 Scrabble tournament featuring the 24 best players in North America, and yours truly is the color commentator.
Here. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Robert.